Office of Joy. Come, here, this is for you. Hey, babies. The pet of Quirrell Budgeson. That's it.
Okay. Okay. So you're on.
No. Hey, bees. It says Mishmegal Kelma Beisul. That's how it starts. Okay. So Rav Nachman explains there's a very good reason why we need a daven with a minyan. He says a minyan has a tremendous koach. Tremendous koach. So what does a minyan do? He said a minyan enables us to connect to all 10 bechinas. The Rebbe talks about in the story the Maisav from the Baal Tefillah. He takes 10 different groups. Each of these groups has another problem.
So there's no area of what?
Each of these groups have another problem. Can you give it to me at 4? Another 10 minutes?
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere. Each of these groups has another problem. And each, of course, they represent a different aspect of the 10 spheres, but we don't talk so much about spheres. We want to know about Avoda. In terms of Avoda, there are different mechines and different levels that we need to fix. So every person has his we all have these 10 different elements. And each person has at least one thing which is the most powerful. Now, it's certainly very significant that we have all these 9 defects, which you could use for good and bad, and we have one positive, not a defect. Which one is not a defect? Which of the 10 groups is not a defect? Does anyone remember? The group of the Baal Tefillah. The Baal Tefillah, they only daven. All day they daven. Each person finds their own way to daven.
Master of Prayer?
That's right, Master of Prayer. That's the 10 groups. The 10 people, I don't know if I said the exchange children, but it's in the Master of Prayer, not the exchange children. And the group that's positive and not a negative, it's only positive seats, is the Baal Tefillah. The one who's in prayer. Yeah. He's careful. Every person has to find themselves. That's obvious. You dress this way, you dress that way, you do this, you fast. You each person has to figure out who they are. And then he has to pray to Hashem. Because Rav Nachman says the main tikkun, and the Rebbe says the same thing, the main way I fix my problems is through prayer. So therefore, in prayer, we want to have, if possible, 10 men to channel the bechina of each of these 10 elements. Because we all have something that's more dominant within us. And if we are 10 people together, it brings the Shekhinah down. It does something so strong, and Noda Yehuda put it so well. He said, if you daven with a minyan, he said, most people, unfortunately, they're davening, it could be much better. So if you daven with a minyan, it goes straight up anyway. So it goes up and it has significance, no matter how the prayer went. He said, so if your prayer is, could be better, daven with a minyan, so it goes where it's supposed to go. It's at least a group effort, it's not just us ourselves, we ourselves. So you repeat several times, if you want to bring down the aura of these 10 different bechinas and fix them. That's how we do it, through a minyan. That's how we explain it. He says, each element has a plus and a minus. He says, joy is the main thing, it's the most important element in Avoda. He said, if you have the Lamuna, it's impossible not to be filled with joy at all times. It's just impossible. He said, how can you not be filled with joy the moment a person says, wow, I have Amunah, he says, he says such a language. Because the truth is, someone who's included in the holy Amunah, he has to be happy all the time. Every second. He remembers, Hashem gave me such a kindness through Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm able to believe in Hashem, the right thing, do the Torah. It's incredible, incredible merit. It's a special, special thing. Every person has another way of grasping the greatness of Hashem and the greatness of the Kedusha. The greatness of what I have attained, or each of us has attained in serving Hashem. We all know and understand, we all see how much we have and how much we could have fallen. He said, but there's a problem with the other side. He said, there are people that want to be happy without connecting to the reason to be happy. So on the one hand, the Rebbe says, when you try to be happy in Hashem, you can even be happy in mundane things, but your purpose is to be happy in spiritual things. Not to find myself, it's a very, very fine line. Because on the one hand, every person, we're all made up of the physical and the material. And every person is composed of physical and material. And the idea of really being misakin is not cutting off my physical self, making myself remote from the goof. The idea is to fill the goof with kedusha. I want to fill my body with kedusha, not to be distant. That's really the goal. That's what I want to do. And there are many, many different approaches and ways of how, like, that's what Rambam says elsewhere. He says, no. Each tzaddik, there's a different avodah. His focus is a different focus, also in order to get to the same basic place. You have one tzaddik, his main thing is to help people, to raise money for people who need it. That's his main avodah. Another tzaddik, his main avodah is fear. Another tzaddik is learning. Another tzaddik is truth. Another tzaddik is just doing kindness and trying to see the good in each person. Every tzaddik has a different bechinus. Every tzaddik has a different focus. So we need a, there are many ways of getting to where we need to go. There are many, 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 many different mahalchim, different ways. But we want to come to a place where I'm so filled with kedusha and with good and with connection to Hashem in a real way that even physicality gets uplifted. This is in many, many, many sources on many, many different levels. That's what we want to do. So we're not going to be, it's not a person where, on the one hand, I have to be very, very careful because this world, as everybody says, completely fools us. We don't know what we're doing. We're confused. We're like in this lady. We don't know where to go. We don't even know what the truth is at all. We're so clueless. It's like incredible. We look at someone else and we say, oh, he has this defect, he has this plus, he has this minus, this plus. With me, I don't see anything, nothing. Nothing, nothing, zero. There's no anything. It says in the Pasuk, it says that he will have a lot of money and silver, gold and silver, silver and gold, and he will be multiplied in every way. So, and he will become like arrogant, and you'll become arrogant, you'll forget Hashem. So the Chassidus Sfarim explain, they say, listen, when a person, for example, he has money, he starts to forget Hashem. He thinks I have everything. I'm a chacham, I'm this, I'm that. Hey, be real. It's very hard to be real, but it's totally not real. And cuts they are bringing to like puncture and bells also. It punctured these people. Someone was like, if you're deluded, we're gonna let you know. It's a tough love. It's a kindness. Figure it out. Who are you really? Where are you really? It's very not simple to.
And the first will is that he had to be buried in his favorite pair of socks. So they went to the Hebrew tradition and said, I'm sorry, you can't. And then they went to Bez Din, they said that the father of my Evers knows it's not good to be buried in the socks. So the male is buried without the socks. Yeah? And then they opened up the second will. And it began something to the effect of, you're probably buried me by now without the socks. I just want you to know that first I have all the money, everything in this world. But then you can't even take with one pair of socks.
Yep, that's right, that's true. Good lesson. It's a good lesson, that's certainly true. So we don't have anything here. So on the one hand, we have this physical body, we have this material, we have this matzah. And we're in a physical place. Try not to eat a day. 22 days, you'll see, it's very hard. Because we can't divorce ourselves from the physical world entirely, it doesn't work. So we have to bring in the ore into the physical. That's the goal. That's what we try. That's what we're attempting to do. We want to eat with kedusha, with Hashem. We want to walk down the street and think about Hashem. And it's not an easy thing. It's really not easy. It's very not simple. How can I figure out the balance, the right balance between ruchnius and gashmius and being real? Being real. Exactly like you said. Nelson says it also so well, beautifully. He says, you know, guy, you have to pay the bills. You can't get out of paying the bills. You can't say, well, I'm not paying the bills. Listen, now, I have money. Tough, you owe the money. He says, it's almost as if that when the guy dies, they say, who cares when he dies? What kind of a dumb excuse is that? You owe the money. Pay. Like, that's how we act. We don't realize at a certain point, it's over. But on the other hand, Hashem put us here in a physical body because we're supposed to pick up the physical world. To the minute, Malach. We did it. It's much, much. We're much greater than a model. But it's hard. And we're trying. We're working. Absolutely. But we have to fill the physical with ruchnius.
Right.
I can't deny. It's like very. There is a way of denying.
On the other hand, you don't have to pamper the body.
You have to be careful. You have to be very careful.
Like, well, also, first, you can this guy their own essence. As you said, this man is.
Yeah,
you have to eat. As many as you mentioned,
you don't have to eat everything, it's true. Some people think, I have to eat, so I have to eat everything in the world. I have to eat the best food only, I have to this. That's for sure not true. But I have to eat, and there's no way to, I can't get out of the necessity to eat. So I'm supposed to eat and pick up the food in the right way.
The tzaddik who only does this, or the tzaddik who only does that, you know, kindness, or stuff, whatever. So we don't know who these people are.
True.
We have no idea who
no
they are.
No idea.
They they may not be mediated.
Yes, that's right. That's true.
And this is what they do.
This is a very, its own long path to joy about. How do you know who you are? And the world is so false. The result implies that even the greatest people in the generation, very often we don't know who we are.
Yeah, the world is so false that we don't even realize how false it is.
Say that again.
And people in this world are so rich, they don't even realize how rich they are.
Also true. You don't even have to have no expenses. Just earn. And we don't earn either. No expenses. Just do, learn, daven, try, help your friends, think about Hashem. All free.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to put out Eisleg. You don't have to put out. No expenses necessary. You want to invest. You want to invest in my company. Listen, this person says, no.
But there's no problem with this. And my production is money.
The Rebbe says.
Because it has $200 to rent, a little bit of a roof over his head, and a little bit of.
I'm ready for
money in the dish someplace. He's among the top 10% of the world's most wealthy.
Oh, yeah, Shami Rachim. I mean spiritually.
No, I'm saying even that.
Even physically.
People
yes.
don't appreciate what they have.
That's right. That's right. They're too busy trying to figure out which ice cream I need to eat so that I shouldn't pamper myself. Which ice cream do I eat? So I don't want to pamper myself. Which ice cream? Today we're like totally going to the store. It's all dedicated to ice cream. It's this steak, right? There's about maybe 100 different types of ice cream. And there's pirate ones, and there's Wilkes one, and this one, and that one, and that one.
So people like Rabbi Auerbach and Rabbi Feinstein, they were tzaddikim, and for some reason they grew within that role, and their reputation grew within that role, but they really tried to remain very humble. They didn't want
for sure.
to recognize that.
There is,
so there are other people that are going about doing similar things that we don't know about. Like those guys knew about.
Again, dear, listen, it's pretty easy to figure out where you are often, but each of us. But Lemaisa Dari says that he said it's hard to explain, but there's no way to really know. Usually, it seems from the way he says it in Shabbat Bloom there that very often you're not going to know. He said, you can't ask me, well, how come I can learn so then the Al-Sheikh is not worthy and only I'm worthy? I'm only 22. What kind of talk? I'm 22. These people are giants. Everyone knows about them. Man, every movement is holiness. And I can do it and he can't? He said, I can't explain it to you, but yes, you can do it. And if you think you're having rachmanis by trying to force me to teach him and not only you, and be inclusive, I have more rachmanis than you do. And I know what I'm doing, and you don't know what I'm doing. And if you force it, it's not going to be good. And he forced it, and Dari died. But that's what he said.
He
said, don't, Dari's out. 2 weeks later or something. Fast.
Who said not to force it?
Dari. He said, don't force it. Don't. I know what he said. He spent the whole day telling me, don't be a chassid shoter. I'm telling you, I have to teach you. You can teach them. I teach you. That's it. Not them. I'm not supposed to teach them. They can't be there. It's damaging. It's not good. I need to teach you now. And Chaim Vital said, I was a chassid shoter. I said, no, I'm a Rebbe or nothing or this. And then 2 weeks later, he was no longer among the living.
Arizah.
Yep. He said, boy, was I an idiot. Listen to him. He said, I know you think I don't see the neshama. I know L, I know the whole, all the cards are open on the table, and I'm telling you right now, you don't see it. I see, I know what I'm doing. This is what we need to do, not what you want to do. Tell him I stop teaching, and then you'll come to me secretly and finish. That'll work. That's what the result told me. But the result told me, I can't tell you, I can't explain to you, I can't express to you how you can tell like, who's really holy. Again, for us, it's very, very easy to tell. We're not going to. You know, it's easy when a person's not always thinking about Hashem, it's easy to figure out that it's not me. Unfortunately, it's not me. But if a person is, it's hard to just, the reputation seems to be, it's just not enough. This person, that's his thinking of his neshama. And the way he does it is by having this reputation and using it properly. That's his way he picks up sparks. But apparently, there are people picking up the highest sparks and the hardest sparks who no one's ever heard of, no one knows who they are. No one knows where they are. The Baal Shem Tov is very interesting. You could have some lady somewhere, and she's controlling the whole world, picking everything up. I can't tell. That's what Rapinkis would say. He said they used to, the Maskilim made fun of this woman. That it was like their clarion call, this lady. This lady picked up a newspaper, And she looked, she's looking at some strange picture, image. She said, what's this image? So said, no, it's a ship. You look backwards. This is the sea and this is the sky. Everyone made a joke. What an idiot. So she can't even tell what a ship is. She doesn't have to hold the paper up. She's so illiterate. She says, no, certainly not how to read. So he said, yeah, but her bracha is like about a billion times better than everyone else in her town. Because she's like really connected and she cares about Hashem. And that's all she's thinking about all day. So who cares if she doesn't know about the stupid ship? She doesn't know how to read. Who cares? So he's like, yeah, she's the exact opposite of Hashem. So that's today. First thing we have to be understand, Emunah should bring to tremendous simcha. We have to appreciate what we have, appreciate all the kindness that Hashem gave us and gives us. And to be of the part of the simcha which is good, real simcha, not simcha which is an exor, which is not real. The person just wants to be happy and not to connect to Hashem. I just want to dance around and just be free. But not Hashem. I don't want Hashem in the deal. Like Dor Mabul and Dor Flagon. Don't want no Hashem in the deal. We just want to have fun and enjoy life. To the fullest, and that's all we want. That is Kufsa Tumah, that's what they're interested in. Just us, nothing else. We don't want any kind of oil, we don't want any kind of yoke, we don't do anything else. We don't want to be anything. It's just free. And of course, that's not really free. Because we're here for a purpose. It doesn't help to go playing around and saying, I'll do this, or I'll do that, or I'll do the other thing. We don't get it, but we're here. We have a taqid. Every person is a taqid. Yes. I have a taqid. I'm here for a reason.
You know what Paul said it when the Jews got Paul said after the Marcus Bohoyles, first he was slaves to me, now he's slaves to Hashem.
Oh, yes, it's true, it's certainly true. We need to be real,
and
real.
And everyone heard him say that.
We need to be real.
Like it or not, we're going to be slaves. The only thing is, we can either be a slave to Hashem, or we can be a slave to our desires. But we're going to be serving something.
Hashem should help us. We should be zochah to bring him into our life really, really. It's a lot of long effort to get that, to make that real. It's a lot of long effort. Sometimes the person has a special neshama and they can do it quicker. It's possible. It's not simple. That's for sure. Very easy. Just think of Hashem. It's very easy to talk about. Very, very hard to do. Halavai. I'll be zochah one day. That's Hashem. Okay, so we're up to Muktzah.
Okay, one second.
Yeah.